This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, the Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State, and longtime Wall Street Journal correspondent, editorial page in Hong Kong, traveling Asia, before Xi Jinping. And now that we are faced with Xi Jinping's demand to be elevated into an unprecedented third term, we deal with his personality. He's not to be replaced, at least immediately, according to his plans and those of the Chinese Communist Party. You have a Chinese miracle economy, cancel the miracle. You have a Chinese economy that's in recession now, and it can get much worse because it's built upon a Ponzi scheme called housing and other developments that are irrational. The zero COVID policy endorsed by the Chinese Communist Party's propaganda machine. Xi Jinping is the story. He's going to be 70 years old. He's not making plans for a successor. He's a princeling. I follow the reporting at the Economist magazine. That means his father was one of the founders of the Chinese Communist Party, Chinese Communist Party's country, China. But Xi Jinping suffered abuse during the Red Guard. He says he was imprisoned at some point as a child in a cowshed. He talks about living rough in the countryside during the time his father was abused. They were all restored, and now he's very powerful. And the question is, what does he want to do with that power? Does he want to pull up the drawbridges and shut China off? Does he want to make war on his enemies? He's certainly making war on various parts of his country, the Uyghurs in West China, in westernmost People's Republic of China, and the neighboring countries of India and Japan and Taiwan. Mary, do you have a measure of Xi Jinping? Is it all, am I too simple to say it comes down to his personality?
I think Xi Jinping's goal is very clear. He said it repeatedly over a period of years. It is to make China the preeminent power in the world and to strengthen the Chinese Communist Party, which he sits atop as general secretary. That's the goal. And he was brought into power at a time when the party was suffering from a raft of corruption scandals. And he was brought in to fix that, to rejuvenate the party. So he's done that as a brutal dictator. And that's not going to change as long as he's in power. It likely, you know, we don't know exactly what's being said inside the halls as they prepare for the 20th Party Congress. But his goal and his record and his methods are very clear.
Those methods, however, are based upon what we at this point looks unrealistic. China is not going to be supreme, not with an economy that's broken and cannot be fixed as long as they maintain the zero COVID. His goals are also unrealistic when it comes to his neighbors. Taiwan will resist. Japan will resist. India will resist. So, Mary, is he selling the Chinese Communist Party on a delusion? Or are we looking at somebody who's going to make kinetic war, not economic war, going to attack?
Oh, they're doing all of that. Look at the news out recently that a swath of high-level American bankers are flying to Hong Kong in November for the so-called Global Financial Leaders Investment Summit. I mean, all of the leading lights of Wall Street, J.P. Morgan, Blackstone, Morgan Stanley, Citi, they're all going over there because they want to keep doing business. So that's a way to defang us, to create an internal lobby group in the United States that will argue against stronger policies. HSBC just came out and announced more branches in some big internal cities. They're basically a Chinese bank. You're right, of course, that China has many, many economic problems, mostly stemming from the fact that it's a top-down economy, and that never works. It breeds inefficiency and corruption, and that's what we're seeing. But again, the goal here is not for Xi Jinping to create some capitalist dynamo. I mean, I'm sure he'd love to have economic dynamism. That helps him. It reduces the number of problems he has internally. The goal is to keep the party in charge. So he does that through reasserting power over every aspect of a society. One thing that we have done in recent days that I take great encouragement from is the Biden administration's new export controls on semiconductor circuits and manufacturing items, because that will really hinder the Chinese ability to continue to innovate in areas like AI, in particular, big data, surveillance. And in fact, the Commerce Department recognized this. They essentially built on what the Trump administration did with Huawei. They said, you know, U.S. Manufacturers can't export certain items to Huawei. They've now expanded that to almost 30 Chinese companies. That is a weakness for the Chinese. They don't have these capabilities. And to see two successive administrations, Republican, Democrat, realize that and take action is very good. But we have to do much, much, much more.
Russia and China, not a match made in heaven, Mary. Right now, is China at risk because of Russia's stumbling, failure, dissent? We have about a minute.
I don't think the two are necessarily related. I think Xi Jinping is focused on building up his military capabilities, suppressing dissent, putting this propaganda machine into high gear, trying to lure American, European, and other financial industry leaders and businesses to lobby on his behalf, the influence operations that he's deployed all over the world. He likes the fact that the West is wrapped up with Putin's war in Ukraine. It means they're not focusing so much on China, whether it be politically or militarily. The resources are now really focused on Ukraine, and as it has to be. So, I think Xi Jinping is the general secretary. One last thing I want to make sure to say, John, this was a point that was made by GW's Don Clark. Xi Jinping is not running China because he's quote unquote president. And you see that reporting that he's getting a third term. It doesn't matter. What matters is that he's general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, and he can rule forever. There are no term limits there. So that's who he is. That's what he intends to do. It's a serious threat, and it's a complicated world. And we're going to have to face him just as much as we're going to have to face the threat from Putin.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.